Abubakar Kargbo was returning home from his job as a construction worker on a building site in Freetown the day both his arms were amputated by fighters from the Revolutionary United Front.
Because of the failure mission, when they are retreating, so I met with them, six of them. They catch me, you know, place me in a mango tree, they chop both hands with an axe. They say, you never vote again.
That was 6 years ago. And today, Abubakar makes the trip 2 hours each way into the capital, 6 days out of the week, to beg for enough money to feed his family of five. He is just one of thousands of Sierra Leoneans to have suffered at the hands of one of the world's most notorious rebel groups. During the country's 11-year civil war, the RUF killed thousands of civilians, forced women into sexual slavery, and trained drug-addled child soldiers who cut off the hands and feet of thousands. But now, one of the men allegedly responsible for backing the group, former Liberian President Charles Taylor, is in detention in Freetown. For Sakar Tarali, whose right leg was ripped off by the fragment from a rebel-fired rocket-propelled grenade, Taylor's mere presence at the UN-backed Special Court for Sierra Leone brings back painful memories. There is little doubt in Sakar's mind that Taylor is guilty of the crimes of which he is accused.
It was the man who brought logistics. What about the equipment for them? From the border down to Freetown, it was the means of border. He promised the people of Sierra Leone that you people would test the bitterness of the war, and we tested it. So now, Charles also should suffer the bitterness of his wickedness.
It took 3 years to bring Taylor to the special court, but now he is there, it is unlikely he will stay long. Citing security risks in the sub-region, where civil wars have raged in three countries since 1989, the international community is trying to move his trial to The Hague. The UK has circulated a resolution in the UN Security Council to that effect. A vote is expected this week. Though court officials say any Security Council resolution would include the increased budget necessary to transport witnesses to testify, many victims of the war are not happy with the planned move.
It will be a dissatisfaction to most of the victims when we judge outside. Because at the present moment here in Sierra Leone, we have court monitors who are victims, those who suffered during the 10-year post-war in Sierra Leone here. And then in fact, when the court sittings are here in Sierra Leone here, it is free. For us, it is the right of all citizens who will be able to go and listen.
11 people have so far been indicted by the special court, which was set up to try those who bear the greatest responsibility for serious violations of international humanitarian law during the war. Abubakar says he has always supported the idea of the special court. It can never make things right again, he says, but it can create some amount of accountability. And he says that should be done in Freetown. However, forgiveness, he says, is another matter.
I'm not forgiving. I'm never forgiving. I won't forgive. Be sure.
Taylor is facing 11 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity for his alleged role in Sierra Leone's civil war. He has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Freetown.